Hello, welcome to another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, Sal. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Two outstanding guests at the podcast room with us this morning.
We do.
We have Emily Welch and Caroline Meir, both account managers. But before we do introductions and get into their history, the most important part, the favorite part, we should put this at the last because I'm afraid people just watch for this and then they...
You think they tune out?
They tune out afterwards. But the question of the day, this is unusual. Who wants to go first with the question of the day?
Caroline does.
Question of the day is, what is your favorite knock-knock joke?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel.
Nice.
She got me.
She got the dad jokes. I didn't know that was coming either. Emily?
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says who?
No, a cow says moo.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Oh, Jeff.
Caroline. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
moo.
Cow.
Moo. And... that was my joke. Jeff took mine.
Oh, really?
That's my all-time favorite.
Yeah. That's.
I'm going to go home and do that one again tonight. I bet Kate still remembers it, though. All right. Well, let's get some introductions. Emily, it's been a while since I think you were in here with us one time, weren't you? But go ahead and introduce again yourself and a little history, family history.
Is it your name? Manager? Your name has probably changed since you were on.
Oh, that's right.
I think so. Yeah. So I'm Emily Welch. I'm an account manager here out of Seymour. I've been with Premier about 2.5 years now. I am originally from Harrison County, but moved up here once I got married a year ago. Live up here with my husband. We have a dog now, so that's been fun. But yeah, I went to Purdue for agronomy, and then started with Premier right out of Purdue.
Very good.
Can we set the record straight? When did you serve as an intern for Premier?
That's right.
I did not.
Oh.
It wasn't without me trying.
Sal tells everybody that, you know, when he introduces Emily, that she was an intern at Premier, and then she had to set the record straight. So
oh, okay. Yep,
I was not. But full time.
But now you manage the intern program. That's right. I think you knew you were coming. You might end up here anyway. So you're trying all your experiences. Caroline?
I was an intern. I grew up in Batesville, Indiana. I went to Purdue. They had a sales class there that I had to pick a salesperson that I knew. And I picked Alex Case, who was at the time my family's account manager. He introduced me to Premier. I had a great sales coach in him. I went back to Purdue, came back here as an intern. And then they offered me a full-time position. And I accepted. And now I've been here about 9 or 10 months. So.
Very good.
Nice.
And account managers at Premier Ag do all agronomy retail sales. And so for those that aren't familiar with us or how we're set up, you know, they're responsible for fertilizer, chemicals, seed sales, service sales, but basically precision ag sales, a tracks program, everything, and responsible for the customer's overall satisfaction with the company. So, but we're going to focus on our intern program today. And now, Emily, you've got additional roles and responsibilities in addition to your account manager role.
Yep.
And you're leading the intern program. So tell us a little bit about that.
So yeah, I guess I've been helping you with that for about 2 years now. And so we have... Jeff and I actually have started going up to the Purdue Career Fair. It's with the College of Ag, and so all the students come, and there's tons of companies there that are looking mostly for internships, but also for some full-time job opportunities. And so we go there and recruit students from the College of Ag, and we interview them, extend offers, and look for kind of three different internships, an agronomy internship, an operations internship, and then kind of a second year or upper level internship would be our agronomy sales internship.
Okay, good. You kind of have those for returning interns, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a path.
Yep.
Very good.
So what internship did you have, Caroline, when you were with us?
I was an agronomy intern. Okay. Yeah. I did a lot of soil sampling. I followed account managers around and watched them on sales calls and kind of learned the process. They took me out and we scouted fields together. And then once I learned a lot from them, they sent me out on my own. I did some tissue sampling, some soil sampling, did a lot of weed ID, some stand counts, learned quite a bit.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And how did the training, I mean, can you talk a little bit about how you were trained as an intern and when you went back to Purdue after your internship, was that training, was that helpful with your classes?
It definitely was. Yeah. So I had only taken one agronomy class before I had the internship. I was an animal sciences major, and just had a really great experience with Alex and came back for the internship. In the internship, I would say in the first couple of weeks, definitely spent a lot of time with other account managers, did a lot of ride-alongs in trucks and learned alongside them in fields and just had a great experience with that. And then as I was able to do more weed ID and stand counts with the account managers on my own, they sent me out to fields that they needed looked at and I came back to them with what I found. And I'd take a lot of pictures and show it to them to make sure I was doing the right thing. And that was basically how I was trained, I would say. And definitely, I went back to Purdue. I knew I was more interested in agronomy at that point. So I signed up for some more agronomy classes. And my experience with the internship definitely did, you know, impact how well I could do in those classes. I learned a lot.
That's great. Do you feel like you're going to be a better account manager for Premier Ag because you had a internship at Premier?
Yeah, I think it set the tone. I knew what the work environment was like, the values that the company had, and I saw what those sales calls looked like with more experienced people. So I would say that definitely it set the tone for how I approach guys now. And yeah.
So that means you will be a better account manager than Emily because she didn't have that experience.
I knew you would. Jeff never starts a story without the answer.
He set me up. Yeah.
It's Caroline's first time on the podcast. I told her I was going to, you know, tease her a little bit.
There you go. That,
so, and Emily has, you know, she's getting used to being the brunt of my jokes sometimes. So.
Well, you guys have been successful at the Purdue job fair and you all have found a lot of good candidates. What's the job fair like? Tell us kind of
set the booth up and then Emily, she kind of works her magic and all these young students come up because they're just amazed and they get to meet Emily. And then she says, if you study hard, you can come work for me.
Is that how it goes?
Pretty much how it works.
So the students, they have a list of companies that are there beforehand. And so they can kind of research the companies and know what they're interested in. And then they just come up and talk to us. It's pretty formal. I mean, they're in business professional clothes. They're giving out their resumes, trying to get a job in the minute that you talk to them there. And you talk to tons of people. So first impressions are really important. Being comfortable and good communication with the people you talk to is always makes a difference. But yeah, we kind of make some notes on resumes. And then after the career fair is over, we come back and review those and then reach out to those people that we want to interview. And the past 2 years, I guess, we've had a interview room the following day. And so we've been able to do in-person interviews with most of the students on campus versus having them come into the office and coordinate that. So that's been good that we get an opportunity to talk a little bit more in person with them there at Purdue while we're up there.
Very good. We had I think you're familiar with the situation. We have it wasn't really an intern. He just started working for Premier Ag right out of high school while he was going to school to play football. And Kai down there at Salem and came back a second year and just enjoys the industry and not dissimilar to what Caroline, her experience. He's like, I'm going to change my major. And Kai, I hope I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. Hope you told your parents before this airs, if they listen. But he's wanted to change his major and come a career path in operations, and wants to be a custom applicator, and then eventually be a branch manager someday.
That's awesome.
Well, that's how we got to the operations internship, because there is a sales component and then an operations component of Premier Ag, and the agronomy sales is responsible for all the bringing the solutions to the growers, but the operations path, that's all the experience. That's fulfilling all the orders and leading people eventually. So two distinct kind of career paths, and that's where we got the operations internship, either for college students or for qualified young folks coming right out of high school that's got the right type of background and mentality to do it.
And, you know, just the interns that we've had and meeting some of these, especially the operations interns and stuff, that, I mean, they're great. I mean, they're getting, you know, we tease them and say they're kind of the grunts on the ground, but it's like they get to do a little bit of everything. You see them out, you know, as they get started in a dry rig, they'll get a chance to run in, you know, like one of the floaters. You'll see them pumping ammonia. You'll see them filling, you know, trucks with delivering seed, delivering chemicals, doing a lot of different things. So it's every day is going to be different when you show up at that internship.
That's for sure. And that's a good lead in, because Emily, you have made some changes to the intern program over the last few years. Tell us about some of the changes that you've made and implemented.
So I guess the first thing, is the trainings. And that's for our agronomy interns and our operation interns. We want to make sure that we're teaching them and giving them the tools that they need to do well. And so Glenn and Larry are great resources for that. And so we try to have our interns together like every 2 to 3 weeks here in Seymour all together. For some agronomy training, either out in the field or out at the answer plot out at Cortland. Sometimes we go to a branch. Sometimes it's PowerPoint slides in the office or a combination of all of that. But try and give them what's relevant to like what they're seeing out in the fields, and not overwhelm them with one big training day, but break it up into like smaller pieces of what they need to know.
So when you do a training, you can show them, here's what you're going to start seeing over the next few weeks, and then they'll cycle back in a few weeks later and show them some other things that, as the crop progresses. Is that kind of the thought process behind that?
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's awesome.
I think growers sometimes may not understand the tools now that Emily has in place with the tracks department, but there's a Field Analytics, that scouting app, and that is really amazing. I mean, you can actually see where the intern went out in the field. You can see the path, and then they, I've seen, I think it was Caroline, some of hers that was, you know, we can see where she stopped, took pictures of the weeds, made comments, ID'd the weeds, you know, growth stages of the crops, stand counts. And that is a really detailed report whenever it comes back. So, growers said that to say this is that even though you have one of our interns in the field, they're very well equipped and trained to be out there for what they're looking for. And if they don't know, they get lots of good pictures, right, Caroline?
Definitely took a lot of pictures.
So you know, when I did an internship back in the old days, we took a lot of pictures also, except the difference was, when I would get done at the end of the day, I would take that roll of film out of the camera and I would go drop it off at this photo mart, go back and pick it up a couple days later. So yeah, it's not the same thing. So but we did take pictures.
Those were different times. That Polaroid though, the Polaroid one step. Those are coming back, I think.
We were more the 35 millimeter.
Oh, okay. Well,
we didn't have a Polaroid budget.
Not the but you had the little disposable cameras.
No, we had a.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, big Minolta, weighed about 10 pounds. So
like the ones they have here in the podcast room.
Yeah, those are a little higher tech. Okay. A little higher tech.
So Caroline, let's go back to your experience last summer. So whenever you got finished up here at Premier Ag, after a successful internship and you're going back and it's your senior year and you had a job offer as you went back to school. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I towards the end of my internship, I think I had a couple of weeks left. Sal offered me a full-time position here, and I accepted. So going back to school, that was a huge relief.
No pressure.
There was still pressure, but not as much to have to find a job while doing a whole course load at the same time. So that was really nice. It was a lot of relief, really, to have that job offer.
Did you ever skip class because you're like, I don't really want to go to class today? I've got a job, so it doesn't matter.
That wasn't really my style. I figured if I paid for it, I should take what I was paying for, learn as much as I could, especially since, you know, I was an animal sciences major and I was trying to take as much agronomy classes as I could to prepare for coming back here later. So I really enjoyed all my classes my senior year. I had a lot of fun classes. So
good answer, considering your parents might actually watch this or listen to it.
I feel pretty bad about stuff that I did now in college. I would have been the guy going, I got the job. I'm not going to class today. So I feel bad about myself now.
When Caroline says it wasn't really her style, she was maybe a little bit unlike you. She was on the dean's list from the moment she started at Purdue.
I might have been on his list, too.
She was on his list.
Just not that list, okay?
So one of the things we do differently when an account manager starts is they hit the ground running. Right, Caroline?
Right.
So you had responsibilities as soon as you showed up.
Yeah, it was a big jump from being an intern. You know, you ride along with somebody and now you're making all these recommendations on your own. So it was a big step from the internship to being an account manager. But I did have a lot of resources to help with that transition. So while it was a big step, it was also I had people to reach out to.
Very good. That's one of the changes that Emily kind of put in as that second year intern is that now they kind of get some experience. They have some account assignments. They're actually going out on that second year and making some recommendations with oversight. You know, someone else is looking at all the recommendations, but they're actually managing an account or a book of business to kind of practice before they get here.
How long do I have to be here before I can make recommendations?
Emily, you get off of that other dean's list.
Yeah. Emily has not turned me loose yet.
That's some of the feedback we heard from like our previous interns was that they really liked all the work they did, but they didn't get a lot of one-on-one conversation with the growers. And so that's kind of where that idea came from was some of their feedback and probably conversation with our customers is probably the most important thing that we do. And that was the one thing our internship was kind of lacking. And so their feedback on that was super important.
It's kind of neat the things that Emily and I think Katie was involved too, the kind of their survival pack, right? Whenever they get here, the interns get here, they get a backpack and it's got like, rain pants, right? For wet beans. I mean, after every year, Emily kind of looked back and it's like, okay, we've got safety glasses or something for standing corn whenever you're walking through there.
Yeah. Katie does a good job putting together their beginning of the summer survival kits.
Yep. So everything but their lunchbox, we tell them to pack their lunch. They got to pack their own lunch.
Carry lots of water.
I too. Yeah.
That's for sure. She still got her.
Yeah, I learned.
So what do you like most about Premier Ag? And tell us about how things are today. So what do you like most about the company, your coworkers? This is the time to throw people under the bus if you want to.
I really like the job. I like how every day you just build relationships with your customers, a lot of face-to-face time with them and trying to work with them to, you know, build their business and help them succeed. So I really like that aspect of the job. I do have great coworkers. This is probably the best work environment I've ever had across all my internships and, you know, summer jobs in the past. All of the guys I work with in operations, they work just as hard as all the salespeople. They're out on the farms too, and they do a really great job. So I really enjoy most of the aspects of my job, just working with people and trying to help them grow and succeed. And in the meantime, I'm definitely learning myself and building a lot of knowledge. So hopefully can help more people in the future.
What's the best day that you've had as a full-time Premier employee? Have you got just one day that stands out in your mind? This is the best day ever.
I did have a really great day. I wasn't at work. It was a weekend. I was at my cousin's wedding, actually, and I got a phone call during the Mass. Silenced my phone really quickly and was in the Mass for the rest of it. I focused on what was important at that time.
Good answer.
I walked outside afterwards, and it was a phone call from one of my growers. He said that he raised over 100 bushel wheat. He's never done that before.
Wow.
And he was really appreciative. So that was great to kind of realize that I have been helping people, hopefully. So it was a great phone call, and I appreciated it.
That's fun. No, let's go the other direction.
Oh, no.
What's the worst day you've had so far?
I took a way wagon home recently to try to show off to my family how much I've been learning at work. And the way wagon broke, and there was beans all over the place.
Oh, that was on your family's?
Yeah.
You never did tell me that.
It's embarrassing. But the way wagon, the belt for the conveyor, it broke. It started smoking. There was beans all over the place. We had it was a debacle. I did not impress them. So
that's great.
I knew the story, but you never did tell me exactly where it was or who it was on.
No, it was for a way wagon to break. It was probably best that it did happen at my family's place, but
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah. Way wagons have a way of humbling you sometimes. I was not fortunate enough to that to happen when I was with my family. I was with a customer, so it's always fun. Nice.
Yeah, I could not, haven't used one that confidently since, so.
But you drug that home and you're going to impress them, though.
Yeah, did not impress them. They still don't want me to come back.
Oh, oh,
that's awesome. That's so, Emily, I don't want you to feel left out. What's been your best day at work?
I guess I don't have a specific day in particular, but probably my favorite time of the year to work is fall, when you can ride in the combines with guys and see how their crops are doing, talk to them about things that you want to improve for next year, successes they've had in the current year, and just have a conversation with them. Kind of no pressure. There's not a lot of work and service that we have to focus on right then. So that's probably my favorite time of year to be working.
And what's been your worst day?
Probably the way wagon day. Oh,
great. Sounds like we're about to buy some way wagons.
We need some way wagon service teams. Mm-hmm. We were going to harvest a wheat plot. It was not working well. The auger was clogged up and, you know, they wanted to get going and harvest, and I didn't know how to fix it. And so we had to go get a different one. That was not a fun time.
For those that may be listening that don't know what a way wagon is, I mean, we do a lot of things that people that aren't in ag have no idea. But what is, tell it to explain a way wagon, what you're doing when you're out there with a way wagon, what happens?
So they dump the grain in it from the combine, and it has scales on it. And so like for a plot, we would weigh each pass and calculate the yield, and see which entry in the plot would win then.
So you're basically testing, right? You're running a set amount. We've measured out an area to take, and then you take the grain and find out how much was there. And when it works, it's awesome, right?
Yeah. And when it doesn't, it's
awful. Yeah.
Maybe there's a raccoon stuck in that auger. I've been seeing all these videos on Twitter, and you know they're turning on, you know, augers, and these raccoons are jumping out of them. So you know,
that could be. I don't know.
That may have been your problem.
Raccoons.
Should have checked for raccoons.
Longball's got a funny story about his combine with raccoons and cans of tuna fish and stuff, and it's pretty good. Success stories with the intern program. We got a few. We had, well, Caroline was actually spotlighted in the annual report last year and then come to work as a full-time. But now we got some interns returning to full-time positions, just like Caroline did. Mm-hmm. So we got how many coming for next year?
Three
coming back. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Three former interns at it's kind of the same situation. So they're coming back to settle in and make Premier Ag home. Very good.
Yeah, that's always fun when you see we go to Purdue, we talk about going to the career fair and stuff, and you get to meet these young people that, you know, that come in, and then to see them go full circle and come to work for us as interns and come back full time. That's a fun experience. So
that's a win.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Jeff?
No, been fun having you guys in today, and get to poke a little fun at Caroline for her first time. So that was always fun. Yeah, she took it like a champ.
That's right. And well, I think that's it. Well, thank you both for everything you do. And we'll give your day back to you. And that's another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. Thank you all very much. Thank you.